Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
You can still expect some slow-moving traffic because of the road race that's on the go at the moment. There are road closures and lane closures in place in the Melrose area until at least 8 p.m. And it is also affecting the traffic in Illovo on Corlett Drive near the Wanderers Stadium.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says the sovereignty of the Democratic Republic of Congo must continue to be respected. This comes after a virtual meeting of South African Development Community's head of state and government, where a resolution was made for the withdrawal of peacekeeping mission troops in the DRC. The full story is on jackrandfm.com. Just click on news if you're interested. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has announced plans to invest billions of euros in South Africa today. This is aimed at strengthening Europe's influence in the country, which is facing growing pressure from the United States. This is also on our news blog. And after yesterday's budget presentation, the economist Davie Roux warns that South Africans may soon pay more income tax, even though there isn't a specific percentage that was given to this. It has to do with tax brackets.
The increase in personal income taxes, because the Minister of Finance did not adjust for bracket creep, is actually more than what he expects to get by way of an increase in value-added taxes. Personal income taxes, we are over the Laffer curve. He says he's going to get an extra 18 billion because he did not adjust for inflation. I disagree with that because we are over the Laffer curve. We're probably going to get in less than that.
A dollar is trading at R18.30, a euro R19.89, and a pound sitting at R23.70. Gold is trading at $2,979.68 per fine ounce, and Brent crude oil at $70.25 per barrel. I'm Madeline Frischier. Our last bulletin is at 7.
Well, we start off with some rugby news this time around. Springbok flanker Peter Steff Du Toit could become the first player to win the SA Rugby Player of the Year award four times after a dominant 2024 campaign. Now, he's already been crowned the World Player of the Year, and he's a two-time World Cup winner, and he headlines the shortlist that includes Eben Etzebeth, Cheslin Kolbe, Damien Dialendi, as well as Oxen Che. The winners will be announced later tonight in Cape Town. The Young Player of the Year category, while Sasha Feinberg Ngwemizulu looks like a shoe-in there, but Cameron Hanekom, Jaden Hendricks, Kwan Horn, as well as Henko van Wyk will have something to say about that. Tottenham Hotspur need to overturn a first leg deficit against AZ Alkmaar in North London later tonight if they are to keep their hopes alive of getting silverware in Ange Postecoglou's second season. Lucas Bergvall's freak own goal is all that separates the two sides after last week. And this is Ange Postecoglou talking about their chances.
Obviously, they've got the goal advantage, but again, being at home and, you know, like I said, if we can play with the intensity and tempo we played on the weekend, then I think we have an opportunity to progress.
Other matches happening tonight in the Europa League: see Athletic Bilbao taking on Roma, Eintracht Frankfurt face Ajax Amsterdam, Manchester United take on Real Sociedad, or as Rob called them earlier, Boswell Wilkie United take on Real Sociedad, Lyon take on Stoke Bucharest, and then Rangers face Fenerbahce. In cricket news, Mark Wood has been ruled out for 4 months following an operation on his left knee, effectively ruling him out of the upcoming test series on home soil against India. But they also announced that he does have a chance of playing next year against the Australians when they look to regain the Ashes. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.